Steve Jackson. Who is Steve Jackson? I know I keep on saying this, but I got an email the other day, and it was a Jibbo chat on one of my pages. Someone just messaged me, and after reading one of my pages, I think it was might have been actually stevejackson.com or Steve Jackson, yeah, stevejackson.com. Anyway, and asked me why did I start in, you know, run an online business. I thought I'd kind of written about it on my stevejackson.com, but I assumed it wasn't enough. So anyway, I wrote this. I just recently put this other page up, but why did I start my own business online? And it basically goes through a small examination of what motivated me to get into this. And, you know, a little bit about the downfalls of getting into an online business, because it can be a pain in the ass, can be a bit addictive, and it can be not exactly, you know, it can be hard work and frustrating. As you might already know, I've been in online marketing for some years, and I've been through some of the highs and lows of it, especially, you know, when you are sitting there for half a day trying to work out why a code doesn't work, which is a nightmare, because you've just wasted a day and searching the internet trying to find out more information about how to make this a silly code work is frustrating at its best. Of course, I mean, a starting base is always to have a good idea. It's always a good motivation in the early days of any project. But as I said, this cat is also very frustrating. Normally the frustration comes from things like our lack of skills and knowledge needed to execute daily projects or daily tasks. In addition, a lack of money. It's always a problem to finance a business idea in the first place. In the early days, I did realize that one big problem was obviously the cash flow. It's always a problem. And I realized that paying staff and freelancers to complete tasks for me was going to put a hole in my pocket. And I have to say, I did try it, and it does, because what you, even if you invest in people helping you, it doesn't always work. Your ideas don't work. They don't help you make your ideas work. They only make them work if they're going to work without them. And then, okay, if something's working without them, then maybe use a freelancer or someone else to help you out. But personally, I've gone off of paying anyone to do anything for me. I prefer to teach myself a new skill if I need to. And let's be honest, when you're running a business, money can run out fast if you're not spending it wisely. And the fact of it is, I should know this, because in the past, you know, I had spent a lot of money on lots of things which I thought would easily work. Of course I did, but you never do. But it was only when it came to, I remember saying to my wife, okay, this is the last time I'm going to do this. I'm not doing this anymore. And it was a last ditch attempt, which cost me about $35. And I found a business which kind of seemed to click with the listener and the viewer and the reader and whatever else I was sticking out there, which no one was more surprised than me. But I think it was more to do with the fact that all the skills and knowledge that I'd built up over time suddenly just clicked all together in one go, and then bang, the money started flowing in. And I kind of didn't complain about it. Anyway, if you want to read more about how I got into online marketing, click on the link below on why did I start my own online business and find out more. Anyway, speak to you later. This is Steve Jackson. Who is Steve Jackson? Stay safe out there. Bye.